Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Welcome. I just can't believe it. A bucket of wheel weights or a bucket of lead. Yeah. Oh, that's just some of the items we're going to talk about today here. Welcome in, folks. I'm glad to have you riding shotgun with me here again today on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, sitting in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to have you along. I'm privileged to have you here every week, every hour, every minute, every second. Thank you. Appreciate that. A lot of you here this last week, I asked you folks to deliver through the email. We stay in touch, as you know, our Auto World family here. We stay in touch through the email. That address, again, is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. That's AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And thanks for, communicating with me. That's what it's all about. You and I communicate, and that means then I can communicate with your car. Communication with your car. Yeah, that's right. But a bucket of wheel weights that are all lead. Come on. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Over there on the Facebook page, my address is my name, Mark Evans, and we have also the Auto World Radio Facebook page. We threw up some photos, folks, of your wheel weights, and it's very serious. It is. It's about lead. And as you know, or do you believe in lead? Do you believe that, I grew up in a house with my parents, of course, maybe two, three houses before I moved out into another box, sheetrock box, that was painted with lead. Yeah. That's just one topic today. Right off the bat, let's do it. We got in the house, as always. Yes, he's back. By popular demand, he's here every week with me until he takes a little break. Eddie, the engine emailer, in the house to the left of me. He's got the email bag on his lap. We're going to go into the email bag, and he also has something else on his lap. It's the hubcap. The hubcap with the menu on it. So let's do it. Throw me the... No, don't throw it. Don't throw it! Yeah, thank you, Eddie. Eddie, the engine. Oh, he's always got his engine running. Takes care of your emails, folks. And then he's got that email bag full of emails that's going to stump the chump. I hope so. Stump me. I'm the chump. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a lot of fun today with you. Absolutely. But I've got the hubcap right here, and that has the menu in it. Tells us what we're going to be doing today. All of us, including me. Yeah, so we go through all this, the staff and all the goodies, and for the next 3 hours of your life. You're going to be with me. Thank you. Appreciate that. Every hour of Auto World is different. There's full 3 hours, and every hour is different. Different topics, facts. We have a recall coming at you here in a little bit. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about the lead weights. Is your opinion on the lead weights real quick? Just think about this, and then you can email me or call us. Dashboard Daniel is sitting behind the dashboard called the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine to make you sound good when you call in. That number is 855-660-4261. And as far as I know, yes, all the electronics are working here. That's what it's, I love running on all 12 cylinders. I hate it when the electronics goes down and we just can't. We can't operate correctly. It's like your engine underneath your bonnet there. You know, let's make sure this bad boy's running good, and it is. So right now, let's do it. Right off the bat here on the third hour, the menu for the third hour is, of course, we're going to go into the email bag I do every hour with a different email. We do that. Of course, I'd love to do that. But today it's about, well, firsts. That's right. Why not? Third hour, we're going to talk about the first Dodge ever made. Going to bring you some history there. Absolutely. And debuting, talking about it in 2024, but debuting in 2025, a very, very new premier SUV coming your way on the third hour. And got a little, quite an interesting factual story, true story about a thieves. Yes, thieves, they're back using a rotten. It's not the catalytic converter this time. No, listen up here. Thieves using a rock to steal 330 keys. Wowza. Which those keys added up to roughly, well, it's over $1 million. We'll get to that story on the third hour. Also, the very first Mazda ever made on the third hour. Second hour, what's up? Coming to you on the second hour, of course, 10 of the biggest engines ever built by GM. You are going to be shocked. I know a lot of you lovers out there of General Motors, and the Ford lovers, and the Dodge lovers, and the Nissan lovers, everybody's loving those engines, aren't you? Yeah. Well, I got some big ones for you under the General Motors name that you probably have never even heard of. And I'm going to give you some of the makes and the models that they were in. Oh, yeah. Big and heavy. And, of course, on the second hour, why not? How about the very first Chevrolet made? We're going to get to it. I have for you, too, again, absolutely, we're going to go trackside to Jeff Motorsports Bressler. He has the Auto World Motorsports Update, and this is a very quite unique. Jeff did a really awesome job. Let me just put it this way. Tires. Stay tuned for that Motorsports Update. From Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler. We've got another recall, folks, but this is kind of unique, and I want you to, that's the second hour. Company slammed for a Band-Aid type recall fire. This is not good. Not at all. And if we get, of course, we get time, we got the very first Mercedes-Benz, the very first BMW on the second hour. But right now, it's the first hour, so let's get right to it. Pull this bad boy away from the curb, and let's get going here. I've got for you, today, on the first hour, the very first one, yep, and the same owner for 60 years. Yeah, got that story coming to you. There's a little bit of a family here, Gail Wise. We're going to talk a little bit about her little Ford Mustang. Yeah, if you'd like to know what the very first Ford Mustang cost, head over to my Facebook page. You will see the little document there showing the very first one sold and how much she had to pay for it. We're going to get to the EPA and wheel weights. Yes, that's right. EPA is involved with these wheel weights that you have, lead wheel weights. And I got a question for you. Do the wheel weights really pose a danger to our health? What do you think? Do the wheel weights pose a danger to our health? Oh, yeah. Hey, are you a trail hunter? Yeah? Well, guess what? You can purchase a trail hunter coming your way right here in just a little bit. And the very first Subaru made is coming your way right here on Auto World. Now, again, a little fresh reminder, get with me here at autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email, phone number. Again, 855-660-4261. You can reach me on Facebook, which you have, and thank you. You can message me over there on Facebook. In fact, we're going to go there right now because I've got a fun one that a shout out here to a gentleman that made a comment, and I love it. That's what it's all about. If I can find it. But it's one of those that, you know, you have to, it's over on Auto World Radio is where it's at, is what Eddie the Engine emailer is telling me. Folks, you have to think about yourself on the aspect of this, the health behind your car, you know, and what, is it healthy to even have a car anymore? I mean, really? These cars today, I mean, truthfully, everything is gone the way of course, we're talking about electric. You have a battery that you're sitting on there with your electric car, and that's just it. You know, do you feel safe in your automobile all the time? You never really thought about it. You got your airbags wrapped all the way around you. I've had a lot of recalls here on Auto World about, you know, what the airbag's doing. And, of course, they're recalled. And again, another fresh reminder. Folks, you need to make sure that you get your airbags taken care of. Please. Doesn't matter your make or model. Takata's got a lot of them out there that have not been fixed yet. I'm talking in the millions. And all you need is a VIN number. Go to your dealer and show them the VIN number, and they'll tell you if you do or do not need a replacement. Get her done. When we come back right here on Auto World, we're going to get right to the very first Mustang that was ever sold. The story behind her, Gail, why she bought it, who she is. Oh, go check out their family picture sitting on the top of that Ford Mustang over there at our Facebook page, Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
You You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Running on all 12 cylinders. Woo, yeah. Of course, we've got on the V12 under the hood here, but we've got some electric motors, too, also on the front wheels. Why not? little trivia for you here this morning, this afternoon, and this evening, whenever you are tuning in. I appreciate that. And again, the podcast is out there for you. You can always go to my website, autoworldmedia.com, and you'll see the little red bar that says podcast. Click on that, and you go back and listen to the archives. So, a little trivia right now for us. You know, it was back in 1959. The slogan was, "It's as big as a whale, long fin Cadillacs." Oh, yeah, it's as big as a whale. Long fin Cadillacs, folks, back in 1959, those fins reached over 16 and a half feet. Love those fins, don't we? Thanks to the B-52s for that. Well, let's get right to the story of the very first Mustang, folks. Gail Weiss, she bought the very first Ford Mustang sold in the United States, and she still has it, 60 years later, of course. Still owns it, and a little story, backstory on it. It was in the spring of 1964, Gail Weiss. She taught third grade at Sunnyside Elementary School in Berkeley, Illinois, a small suburb just east of Elmhurst, of course. She was still Gail Brown then. Back in that day, she loved her job, and it was about a dozen miles south from where she lived with her parents in Park Ridge. And she said back then you lived at home until you got married, is what she said, remembering those days back in the day. So Wednesday, April 15th, 1964, she and her father went to the Johnson Ford dealership there in Chicago, and her family always drove Fords. They love Fords. Her father had driven a 57 Ford Fairlane 500, then also a 63 T-Bird. They always drove a convertible, she said. Yeah, Gail said that they loved convertibles. So she ended up, of course, going to the dealership with her dad, and she saw this Mustang convertible, sky light blue in color, and she fell in love with it. Literally. And it was the very first Ford Mustang convertible that was purchased. She fell in love with it, she stated, and states, and she says it was a very sporty car. She loved it. It had bucket seats. The transmission was on the floor. She started it up when she was in the dealership there with her dad. He went zoom, zoom, as he states, and loved the nice, loud noise. She's excited. So excited that she bought it. She told the salesman it was for her. So she bought it. She owns it. It was hers. April 15th, 1964. Gail Weiss purchased it. And if you'd like, please do. Head over to our Facebook page. My Facebook page is Mark Evans and Auto World Radio. Take a look at that invoice. It says right there on the invoice, first Mustang sold by Ford in the United States. I believe the whole price was trade-in value. This is kind of an interesting thing. Chevy might not like to hear this, but it's the truth. Back in the day, she got, $400 for a trade-in value of a 58 Chevrolet. So they traded the Chevrolet off for the Ford Mustang convertible, and it looks like the price of the car at that time was $3,447 for a Ford Mustang convertible. You'll see the whole family sitting on that 64 Mustang there, actually 1965 Mustang, that they've had. They were all sitting on top down and all. You'll see that over on our Facebook page, too. But quite a nice story to see that. I'm guilty, too. But 60 years. Gail Weiss still has a car after 60 years. And through thick and thin of her life and the whole bit. And she says she'll never get rid of it. So more than likely, her grandkids will end up owning it. Of course, I hope they keep it and keep it up and maintain it. And because that's, I guess we could say Ford Mustang back in that very first one sold. And the rest is history, huh? Yeah, They're still producing them, of course. Very fun, fast cars, and just fun. That's what it's about. Talk about, love affair for your automobile. Right there. One model that we all love is the Mustang. I think it's a great name. So there's a lot of backstory behind the Mustang and how come they decided that. And the gentleman who brought the Mustang to Ford, where he used to work, and there he went to Ford and then went back, et cetera. But there's a lot of interesting things about that. She's got the owner's manual still, the window sticker still, everything is still there. So now bring a trailer here lately. If you do, please do. If you want to go to a car show every day through your email, on your device, your cell phone that you're listening to me on right now, your computer, your laptop, whatever device you have, you can go to bringatrailer.com. Folks, it's literally a car show every day. Sign up for their email, and I'm going to leave it to you. You got some homework today here on Auto World. I want you to go over. She paid, what was the number? Again, she paid for the very first Ford that was sold, $3,447. Go to bringatrailer.com and just enter that in the search bar and find out what those are selling for today. Or just enter in Ford Mustang and you'll be, the stats will show on Bring a Trailer. They have a great graph there with the black dots on what date they sold and how much they sold for. And you can just look at those black dots and find out really what the value of a Ford Mustang is. And of course, it's all for different years and all, but you go over there and you'll see that, oh my gosh, the Ford Mustang that you have in the garage right now is worth a ton of money. A ton. Seriously. It's amazing. They just keep going north. So hang on. Keep it. Use it. Drive it. Now, it is time here on Auto World. I want you to think about the wheel weights and the lead. And a few of you have made some comments here, and I thank you for that. About one gentleman said that they're dangerous to your health only if they fall off on the car in front of you and come through your windshield. So, absolutely. Well, you've heard of me talking. Been there live, of course, broadcasting at SEMA. SEMA in Vegas every year. That's where all the aftermarket companies, besides not only the aftermarket companies, bring in your products that you are now owning and buying, etc. But you also have the manufacturers, car manufacturers there, and dealers. Everybody's there, literally, in the auto world today is there at SEMA. Well, SEMA, they're involved in this wheel weight thing with EPA. I'm glad they are. We're going to come back, take a little short break, come back. We're going to find out what is going on with these lead wheel weights. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Civil War is taking the top spot at the box office this weekend, although its take is small compared to earlier blockbusters this year. The dystopian thriller earned over $10 million from opening day and preview screenings. After topping domestic charts for 2 weeks, Godzilla X Kong: The New Empire will come in second after making $3.9 million on Friday. Where should you retire if you want to live in America's best suburb? USA's John Schaefer has the answer.
According to a recent survey, Brentwood, Tennessee is the top suburb for Americans to enjoy their retirement years. Old House Reviews has ranked the top 10 suburbs nationwide for retirees. Following Brentwood, Winchester, Nevada secures the second spot.
Those who have yet to file their 2023 federal income tax return have until 11:59 p.m. Monday, April 15th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Good to have you along, folks. Welcome to Auto World. Back into Auto World Studio, the Greasy Crotch Studio. I'm Mark Evans in the Auto World Plaza. Appreciate you being here. This is the time that, in fact, we have fun with the firsts. That's the very first we call this segment we like to call the first. This right now, the very first Subaru made. Do you own a Subaru? You're looking at maybe purchasing a Subaru? Well, in a very short time, an automotive division emerged that became known as Subaru, a name that means unite. The very first Subaru was launched in 1954. The first model was turbocharged and was initially called the P1. Of course, later, the name was changed later to the Subaru 1500. Back in the early days, vinyl seats. How do you like that vinyl, huh? Things have changed. Yes, they have. So when did Subaru come to the United States? 1968. Yeah, Subaru has a long history of offering vehicles that are both highly capable of giving you good fuel economy. While the Japanese car maker Subaru first entered the automotive world in the early days, as I just said, back in 1954... It wasn't until 1968 that America got a taste of the Subaru's engineering. And I guess, as we say, on the very first Ford Mustang, and the rest is history. Coming up throughout the hours of Auto World today, first hour, second, and third hour, I'm going to be giving you the first of some other brands. If you'd like to know about maybe the first of the brand that you own, 855-660-4261 is our number since 1992. It hasn't changed. 855-660-4261. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word. And also Facebook. Thanks for following me on Facebook, folks. Friend me there. We're maxed out at 5,000. But again, if somebody has to leave, go somewhere else, that's no problem. We get you on the friend list. I appreciate that. And the address again is my name, Mark Evans. And we also have Auto World Radio Facebook page. Instagram too. Absolutely. Instagram is Auto World Media, just like our website, autoworldmedia.com. Okay, I've given you enough time. Why not? I got to give you time to think about these wheel weights. Something, again, that we might all take for granted. Yeah, some of you might have a shake and a shimmy in your automobile, and it's all because of a wheel weight. Have you ever really thought about wheel weights at all? I mean, to the point of, well, I just need tires. You know, I look at the tread on my tire, Mark, and it looks pretty bald. And I need new tires. And then you take it for granted, don't you? You drive it into the tire shops. You call around for estimates for tires. Or, again, free plug for Costco. You go to Costco and buy them because of the price. Okay. They automatically dismount, mount, and balance. Folks, they have to have wheel weights on that wheel. And as time goes on in our cars, wheels have changed. We used to drive, as you know, all of you had steel wheels back in the day. A steel wheels made out of steel. I started back in the day from way back when, 48 years ago, with a bubble balancer. What a joke. But it worked. I don't know how, but yes, back at the Conoco station where I started, of course, in high school, pumping gas. Fill her up and check the oil. Okay, can you check the air in my tires too? Nobody ever asked me, can you check the weights to see if they're still on the wheel? Of course not. But as wheels change, steel weights, we put on a bubble balancer, stagnant bubble balancer. I was taught how to do that, not in school. I was taught how to do that at the job. Street smarts, I call it. Today we have stick-on. Stick-on weights, of course, because the wheels have changed. Well, it's in the news. And it's in the news. Wheel weights are in the news big time here lately. I mean, in the last 2 weeks. Why? Because the United States Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, issued an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, ANPRM, requesting comments, your comments, and information to assist in the potential development of regulations for the manufacturing, importing, processing, recycling, and distribution of lead for your wheel balancing weights, known as lead wheel weights, under the TSCA. What's that stand for? Under the Toxic Substances Control Act. Seems like there's a law for everything in there. The EPA is seeking comments from all of us and information to these issues regarding potential exposure to lead in wheel weights and information on substitutes for lead wheel weights. They have substitutes, that's right. Now, a lot of you fishermen out there and fisherwomen probably drill holes in those wheel weights, and or you ask for those wheel weights, huh, when they rebalance your tire. Okay, well, you want them for weights for your fishing line. Watch out, it's got lead in it. The information will help all of the inform this agency, EPA, on the determination regarding potential unreasonable risk to human health. That's right, lead. Their environment from exposure to lead wheel weights. Now, I don't know about you, what's your opinion of it? 855-660-4261 is my number. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is email, Facebook, message me. Mark Evans is the address. Now, right now, the EPA is currently gathering information to the point of no return. The EPA, the agency, may initiate a proposed rulemaking if it finds lead wheel weights pose a danger to you, the public health of all of us. So SEMA, where SEMA come in? SEMA encourages the industry, businesses that produce, import, or sell lead wheel weights to provide comment to the EPA. I have a deadline, folks. the deadline for your comments, the deadline for, I know you are listening, that you own a business. You might even own a business that sells wheel weights. The deadline for comments is Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Good or bad? We need to know your comments, what you feel. You know, you're driving in the cockpit as I am right now, and you're riding shotgun. Now, is your passengers, your family, your grandkids, are they at risk of lead poisoning because there's lead wheel weights on grandpa's car? Grandma's car? Uncle's car? Aunt's car? You know what I'm getting at here. How far are we away? When the wheel spins, as you push the juice pedal forward, does the lead wheel weight start sending out lead vibes through the car? I don't know. I just know that your tire positioning monitoring system sensor inside the wheel is sending out the signal to your dash to tell you if you have enough air in your tire or not. But that's some food for thought, or should I say some oil for your engine today here on Auto World. 855-660-4261. That's my number since 1992. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Your comments are well reserved and well taken in, and good or bad. And if you'd like, you can send your comments to me concerning your wheel weights, and I'll send them to SEMA. Oh, why not? I'll get in trouble for this. Why not? I'm going to give you the email address right now. To Tiffany. That's how I am. TiffanyC@SEMA.org. I'm in trouble. Okay, we'll be right back. Oh, the trail hunter. Is he or she out there?
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Road 66.
Oh, the trail hunter. He and she, they're out there, aren't they? Yes, the trail hunter. Well, you're going to be anyway. The call of the wild. Who is it? It's the Toyota's trail hunter, folks. That's right. The Toyota's trail hunter lineup is expanding. Have you ever heard of the trail hunter? Well, if you haven't, you are now. Thank you for tuning in to be able to know and understand what a trail hunter is going to be. What's a trail hunter? It's the all-new 2025 4Runner. Yeah. Brand spanking new. Now, Toyota, you know, they've been around here in North America for more than 65 years. Yeah, the next generation is here of the Toyota brands. The Toyota, of course, and Lexus brands. Many models to come your way. One of them is the brand spanking new Trail Hunter. Now, Toyota's got about 1,800 dealerships. Toyota directly employs more than 63,000 of you in North America. And you've contributed, thank you, to the design, engineering, and assembly of nearly 47 million cars and trucks at 13 manufacturing plants. Now, by 2025, Toyota's 14th plant in North Carolina will begin to manufacture automotive batteries for electrified vehicles in 2025. Toyota currently offers 27 electrified options, my friends. 27. Over 47 million cars and trucks at 13 manufacturing plants. I was talking to a friend the other day about how come and who does and why and all that about who puts the vehicle together. Well, we have, you know, you, all of us, there, telling the computer robots what to do. And sometimes you have to be patient, folks, because sometimes the robot might not get that bolt tight. One thing I want to point out to you is that you have to call your dealer, stay on their side, or try to stay on their side, because they're going to have to take care of you, period. Under a recall or a service bulletin warranty or whatever you want to call it. You know, we've talked about the four different types of recalls there are. But look for the brand new, in 2025, the brand new Toyota Trail Hunter. And I'll be giving you more. Oh, it's time for email. I'll be giving you more about the Trail Hunter in, you know, minutes, hours, and days, and months to come here on Auto World. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. It's time to get into the email bag. Thank you, Eddie. Get the email bag and dig in here and see if we can find us an email. There's one. Whoop. There's one. Now, email, folks, is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Eddie, the engine emailer here, he does do the emails for me, and he tries to go through your emails and tries to find one that can stump the chump. I'm the chump. See if you can stump me. Absolutely. Do, please. First one here we can read. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, please just say no. Don't, no read, but I'll still help you absolutely and get back with you. And you're first. You can change your name if you'd like and all that. That's no problem. But right now, let's do it. It says, hey, Mark, hope you made it through the chocolate bunny times. I did. Thank you. Thank you. And he says Michael. Michael says here, I eat the ears first. Okay. Yes, I talked about that, didn't I? Eat the ears or the feet first. He says he's tuning in every week from Pasco, Washington. Awesome. Thank you. Love your show. We need you daily to keep us up with what's going on out there in the auto world. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. I'd love to be, you know, there's so much information, folks. We just can't get it out enough information to you. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate that. Now he says here, I know you have mentioned in the past that you ride motorcycles. Do you have any tricks on how to replace motorcycle grips? Good question. Yeah, it's 'tis the season, Michael. Absolutely. And he says, thanks for everything you do here, Michael, listening on KFLD. It's time for our radio, Auto World of Radio Affiliate shout out. Thank you, Michael. Oh, there's our shout out horn. Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Shout-out goes out to News Talk 870, KFLD, AM 870, and FM 98.7. Right there in Kennewick, Washington, and Richmond, West Richland, Burbank, Walla Walla, and Pasco, Washington. Moses Lake, good to have you, all you folks along, and listening on your favorite radio station, KFLD, AM 870, and FM 98.7. Michael, I do. Here's the secret. If you're not married, Michael, or have a girlfriend, this will be quite unique for you. Going into the grocery store, I want you to go to the grocery store, the beauty salons, they're going to be the most money for this product. So you can go into your local grocery store, and get into the hairbrushes and the hair combs and all that, and I want you to buy a can of hairspray. Huh? A can of hairspray, Michael. That's right. For your motorcycle grips. That's the way you get them off, and that's the way you get them on. Yeah, absolutely. Off those handlebars. That's right. If a dirt bike uses their rubber, they grab the handlebars real well. Just take a little screwdriver, spray some hairspray in that little hole there. Let it take its time to literally eat up the glue, and just keep pulling up the rubber. Spray some hairspray in there, Michael, and then you'll be able to slide that rubber motorcycle grip right off. Now, when it's off, then take the hairspray and just spray that pipe, and that'll get rid of all the glue. Take a rag, wipe it off, make sure it's solid metal, solid, free of the glue, and guess what? You don't even need any glue to put the new ones on. Just spray hairspray in the thing. Literally, give it a good shower inside the hand grip and slide it right onto the handlebar. The hairspray then evaporates, and that rubber grip, Michael, will stick to that handlebar like you did put glue on it. That's one of good tips. Thanks, Michael, for bringing that up. Let's just call that the Auto World tip for the week. I know a lot of people don't care about, you know, motorcycle grips, but hairspray. And by the way, Michael, it doesn't have to be the most expensive. Just buy the cheapest hairspray there is. Absolutely do that, okay? And it works. What other things do I use hairspray on? A lot in the automotive industry. In fact, one thing that talking about adhesive and glue, adhesive stickers, folks. Yeah, you can use hairspray And your sticker will literally just completely on your glass and or your paint will just fall off. I mean, yeah, you'll have to pull it a little bit, but spray hairspray on and just wipe it right off. It won't hurt anything. So that hairspray works really good. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got a little gift bag for you. That detail-wise, yeah. In fact, I'm going to throw a can of hairspray in there. Hopefully I can get a can of hairspray shipped to you. But we'll have STP Super Fuel Injector Cleaner in there for you. Also, we'll have some Mother's Polish in there for you. Got some Meguiar's. It's a little can that makes your interior smell really, really good. It's the interior bomb can, I call it. Wash drops in there, too. Throw away the hose. Literally throw away the hose. 4 ounces of wash drops in a 5-gallon bucket. Just go to your kitchen sink for all you apartment goers. And literally, you don't have a hose. You don't have a hose bib outside. Just throw some wash drops in that 5-gallon bucket, folks. Fill it full of water at your kitchen sink. Carry it on out. No hose needed. Wash your automobile. Let's keep you looking good. You know, look good when you show. I want you to show up looking good. Absolutely. Michael, thank you. Appreciate it listening on KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7. Right there in Pasco, Washington. Good to have you folks along. And that's how you do it. Now, oh gosh, look at that. The time's going fast. The garage door is starting to come down. Coming up on the second hour, not only are we going to go into your the email bag again, take your emails fresh at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, but second hour for you folks, get here in front of me. We're going to go definitely go into the call your friends, text your friends, email your friends, because this company has been slammed for Band-Aid type recall, and it's all about fire. And these are brand new vehicles, folks. Well, the one model is new. The other model's been around. So, not good. It's all about fire. So, it's a recall. It is legit. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I have for you, too, on the second hour, 10 of the biggest engines ever built by GM, General Motors. So, stay tuned for that. Auto World Trivia coming your way. Also, we're going to go into the, we've got Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler, Trackside. That's right. He has for us, Trackside, the Auto World Motorsports Update. All about something about tires. So we'll learn something there, too. That's what it's all about. Look at there. The garage door's now coming down. Thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. Folks, remember two things. Drive safe, motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.